Hi there. Oh, I'm sorry. Hopefully that wasn't on my end, any of the. Got it. All right. Well, this is audio only, but if you want to show your video, we can at least see one another. If it's unless yeah, it's up to you. Do you want to click video on your side or? There you go. Yeah. Where are you? Oh, very good. I wore this in a sort of, I guess, an homage to the Berkshires. Yeah, where I hope to get back there. Well, we're in the Hudson Valley in right in Red Hook, New York, so not terribly far. I mean, and our signal from the station goes quite clearly into the Berkshires. So, hence the relationship we have with the Triplex, with the Mehewe. We have a bunch of others, the Egremont Barn, a few other that a few other spots and shops and restaurants. It's great. Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. So what we can do is I'll just count down, and this should be a, I have it's interesting. I have a film podcast where normally I would man, we could still I'd love to talk to you at more length. It's a bit more nuanced a conversation, and I would have definitely spent more time on seeing your work and it's becoming even more familiar with you. That's a separate thing. But this is like a relatively brief conversation. We're going to just hit all the points. It'll be kind of like your typical, more typical radio interview. So no more than 10 minutes. And I won't use the voice of God, sort of type of voice. I won't all of a sudden change into somebody else that would normally alarm you, I'm sure. I'm pretty. Pr we're pretty kind of. What you see is what you get here. We're very, even though we have a really loyal listenership and we cover quite a region, we're very down-to-earth type of radio station, which is the appeal, I think, for most people. So, all right, great. So I'll just count down and, we'll get it going. All right. All right. All right. 3, 2, 1. All right. This is your midday man, Adam, here on 98.1 KZE. And I am very, very pleased to introduce to the Midday Show the playwright, screenwriter, and I'll probably learn a little bit more here, Mark Saint Germain. Welcome, Mark. Thank you for quote unquote stopping by. Sure. Let's just put it out there. There the you are going to be doing a Q&A at the Triplex Cinema in Great Barrington for a special screening of Freud's Last Session, a recent film. This is not only just a special screening for the community, but a fundraiser for both the Triplex as well as its neighbor, the Great Barrington Public Theater. Correct? Does that sound about right? And it's to take. Sorry. Oh, and I'm sure they're happy to have you. And it is to take place this coming Thursday, April 11th, for the 5 p.m. It's a 5 p.m. screening. So obviously the Q&A, and then there's a reception afterwards in the lobby will all take place. Obviously starting at 5 o'clock. You, let's see. Let me just inform everybody. This is a film based on a play you wrote. With the same title, Freud's Last Session, right? And you adapted it with the film's director, who is Matt, excuse me, who is Matthew Brown or Matt Brown. And you will be there to talk about the film with your eager audience after the screening, right? Tell me a little bit about the play and how. This adapted into a film starring Anthony Hopkins, one of the great actors. I like to say American actors. I'd be wrong, but I was. And co-starring Matthew Good, another terrific actor. And it is about the meeting of Freud and C.S. Lewis, correct? Mm-hmm. in the Berkshires. He's one of the few, probably, I was going to say, he's probably one of the few actors out there who could take a story about the existence of God in a historical backdrop, no less, and get it made by, Hollywood. Right. Family. It's a wonderful premise that you made up. Hey, I wonder, given that, as you mentioned, Freud is now decided to end his own life. He has oral cancer, right? And he is maybe hoping for, Lewis to perhaps convince him maybe there is a God. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, that hope gets a little bit more intensified when you're on your, sort of a down to the wire in terms of, your life, for sure. All of a sudden people start having a very different, beliefs or hopes. All right, so we're talking to Mark Saint-Germain, who is a very prolific, I mean, it seems as though quite a prolific playwright. This is how many plays for you, Mark, roughly? Or have you lost count? You've written about 20 plays. That's amazing. Where do you draw most of your inspirations, if I can ask a an impossible question? Oh yeah, there's nothing more dramatic than having two people with coming from completely different standpoints, hash it out, and you're there to see it in real time. It's a great dramatic device. Well, we're talking to Marc Saint-Germain again, who is the screenwriter. Well, he's the playwright of the play Freud's Last Session, co-adapted it with the director of the film version, Matt Brown. And we're having a special screening of Freud's Last Session at the Triplex in Great Barrington. It's a fundraiser for the Triplex and for the Great Barrington Public Theater as well. And you, Mark, are a resident of the Berkshires, correct? When did you move here, or how long have you been in the Berkshires? You have, and it's a beautiful spot, right? Yeah, there'll be a reception. I'm just trying to urge people, if you're in the area this Thursday night, to go to this screening and fundraiser. There's also a reception following the screening. Well, I should say following the screening and Q&A with Mark. He'll be meeting and answering questions, which I'm sure the movie will provoke, given the topic. And my last thing I just wanted to mention is, I guess with the war, one also questions. Often questions, how can there be a God when so many innocent lives, or I'll just say lives, are lost in such a violent, meaningless way? Yeah, which could definitely trigger a much more expansive conversation, which unfortunately you and I probably don't have time for at the moment. But it is an enormous subject, especially when we have things going on in Israel and in the Ukraine as they are currently. So the play should still have quite a lot of well, it's very germane, let's put it that way. Mark, thank you very much for spending some time here today. I really appreciate it. Yeah, if you find yourself in Red Hook, New York, please swing by the station. Say hello. All right. Otherwise, I wish you much success and luck with the screening, of course, the fundraiser, as well as your new work, which I hope to get to. This when is it? Did you mention when the new play is? That's coming right up. Fantastic. Excellent. Excellent. Well, break a leg, I guess. Do you say that to the playwrights as well as actors? All right, man. Thank you very much. All right, so that's great. Thank you. I'm sorry. No, normally,